Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially in our fast-paced, always connected world. Creating a safe space for emotional expression and healing. Ever feel like your emotions are bubbling over, but you're not sure where to let them out? You know that feeling when you want to scream into the void but worry about what people will think? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you it's time to ditch those worries and embrace vulnerability. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and expressing them in healthy ways. Think of it like this. Emotions are energy, and just like any form of energy, they need an outlet. Bottling them up can lead to a whole lot of pressure, anxiety, and even physical stress. So, how do we create these safe spaces for ourselves and others? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Start with self-compassion. Before you can offer a safe space for others, you need to cultivate one within yourself. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're allowed to feel your feelings without judgment. It's okay to be sad, angry, frustrated, or even scared. 2. Practice active listening. When someone opens up to you, truly listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. Don't interrupt, offer unsolicited advice, or try to fix things. Sometimes all people need is a compassionate ear and a space to be heard. 3. Set boundaries. Creating a safe space doesn't mean being a doormat. It's important to set healthy boundaries to protect your own emotional well-being. This means saying no when you need to, taking breaks when you feel overwhelmed, and not feeling obligated to solve everyone's problems. 4. Encourage non-judgmental expression. A safe space is a place where people feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and feelings without fear of criticism or judgment. Create an environment where vulnerability is valued and authenticity is celebrated. Remember, the goal isn't to fix someone but to create a space where they feel seen and understood. 5. Practice radical acceptance. This means accepting things as they are, even when they are painful or uncomfortable. We can't always change our circumstances, but we can choose how we respond to them. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions, and let go of what we can't. Now imagine this. You're at a party, feeling overwhelmed by the noise and chatter. You see your friend looking stressed and withdrawn in a corner. Instead of ignoring them or offering unsolicited advice, you approach them with a genuine smile and ask how they are doing. You listen attentively as they share their worries and anxieties, offering words of encouragement and understanding. By creating that safe space for your friend, you've not only helped them feel supported but also strengthened your bond. Remember, these moments of connection are what make life meaningful. So, friends, the next time you find yourself feeling overwhelmed or uncertain, take a deep breath and remember these key takeaways. Cultivate self-compassion, practice active listening, set healthy boundaries, encourage non-judgmental expression, and embrace radical acceptance. By creating these safe spaces for ourselves and others, we can navigate the challenges of life with more grace, resilience, and understanding. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra support and leave a review if you found it helpful. And as always, stay tuned for our next episode where we'll be exploring another timeless tool for navigating today's world. Until then, keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.